Well, they ride Harleys. Paul Tardif is back with us. Paul is with the local Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, the Connecticut chapter. He told me how many, but I'm not supposed to tell you how many Harleys. But you got the right bike.
Yes, yes. Those are the only bikes. They're the fun ones.
You know, one thing, Paul, that you and the guys do, though, I'll tell you, you collect a lot of things for a lot of people. It's amazing what you do. And I know that you're working on coats for veterans, and our friends at Jengris are working with you.
Yes, November 4th at Jengris Harley-Davidson, we're doing Operation Warm-Up. Bring down your clothes, jackets, gloves, hats. Jengris will give you a discount, $15 on a coat, $15 off gloves, 15%, excuse me, off gloves. It goes to a good cause, goes to the vets. We're going to be there from 9 to 5. Bring it down. After, we're going to give it to the vets. We're going to go directly to the vets. We're going to help your friends down at South End.
South Park.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Right.
We're going to try to find some other vets, bring it right to the vets, directly to the vets.
So you know they got it.
Yes, I want to go directly to them.
Good. That's a great location, by the way, Jengris Harley-Davidson. I've been down there. It's right in East Hartford, so very easy to get to.
Yep.
And they're going to give a 15% discount, you said?
15% on coats.
Wow.
15. If you bring in a coat, they're going to give you 15% off a coat if you buy a coat.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's fantastic. They're doing a good job.
They're good people.
Fantastic, you know, and we appreciate them letting us use the parking lot and setting up a tent, and it's just fantastic letting us team up with them, doing a lot for us and taking care of us, taking care of the vets. We're going to have a good time.
Paul Tardif, and I got to, you know, I'm not going to tell the listeners how many bikes we're talking about. What is it about you guys that they don't like you to know people, they don't want you to know how many bikes in your crowd? What is the problem with that?
It's just the thing with the national, it's a national organization. It's just a numbers thing. I don't know what it is with the national chapter as far as letting people know numbers. That's higher than my pay grade, I guess you could say. So we'll leave it at that. We got a lot of guys with us, and it's just a big family. We like to ride. We like to help out other vets, and if we can, we like to help out other organizations. And
You do a tremendous job.
We try.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, we
try. South Park Inn, you've helped us an awful lot at South Park.
Yeah, cystic fibrosis, we tried to help this year. We're going to try to do other things this year. We're going to go to South Park there and help them. We're going to go to Rocky Hill Veterans Hospital up there, go visit with them. We're going to try to hook up with some veterans homes, sit down with them, have lunch with them. That's our plans this year, is just to get one-on-one with them. You know, instead of donating things, we want to start spending time with them all. So we think that's just as important as donating money.
Sure is.
And no question. I hope you were out riding yesterday. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, my God. Of course.
I saw a lot of bikers out there yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's coming down to the end of the season, so you got to get out and do as much as you can. Sure. There was a lot of bikes out. There was a lot of people, a lot of bands. It was a good time yesterday.
Paul, talk about the need for veterans, what they need in the area, such as coats and hats and gloves.
Well, you know, the state numbers say we got about 3,400 homeless total. Out of that number, we have anywhere between 200 to 300 veterans out of 3,300. Now they're saying this year we have about 45 veterans that are homeless, but that's not... That's reported veterans, so that's...
A lot of, let me tell you, you're absolutely right, and I can tell you that we take care of the veterans at South Park. However, there are some veterans that don't want to come to a shelter. They want to stay outside somewhere. That's what I worry about.
Exactly. That's reported. That's not
that's right.
verified.
That's right.
So not all veterans, and it's with the homeless period. It's not verified how many we exactly have out there. And you were right, Brad, about saying that is not all veterans want to come in. Not all homeless want to come in.
That's
so
right.
the numbers ain't exact. So we know we have more people out there, and that's why I was trying to get the help of police. You know, if any police are listening out there, you know where the homeless are at. You know where the veterans are at that aren't coming in. Please, I'll leave my number with Brad. Contact me. I will get a hold of you guys. You get a hold of me. I will come meet you at whatever 3 o'clock in the morning to go visit these guys. Give them coats. Do whatever I can to clothe these guys, keep these guys warm for the winter. The Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, we are here for these guys. We want to keep these guys warm for the winter. No one should go cold. You know, they're saying this winter is going to be bad, so let's get these guys clothed. Bring down everything you can to Gengris on November 4th.
Okay. Paul, hang in there. I know we're going to do a quick sports and traffic update, Brad, and then we'll be back with Paul Tardif.
Yes, the Harley's here.
Paul Tardif in our Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair with the Local Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association Connecticut Chapter. And if you're just joining us again, Paul, how about recapping for our audience what's going to take place on November the 4th?
We have November 4th. We have Operation Warm Up at Gengris Harley-Davidson in East Hartford. Bring down your coats, hats, gloves. Let's clothe the homeless veterans this winter. Let's keep them warm.
Paul, and that's going to be the week before Veterans Day. Veterans Day is on Saturday, November the 11th, which is only 19 days away. This will be a week before. You're a veteran, obviously, and once again, thank you for your service to our country, our freedom. But what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Means everything. Means everything. It, for us, you know, it's brings back memories. It you think about everything that's happened in the past, not only with yourself, but all the veterans. Brad himself is a veteran. You know, my dad's a veteran. We have family that's a veteran also. It you just think about past people who have died for this country, and you think about, you know, with the kneeling with the national anthem, which is, you know, we're going to protest the NFL on that weekend. That's one of the things we were talking about on social medias, you know, protesting the NFL for that.
Veterans are?
Yeah, everyone. Everyone.
The weekend of Veterans Day?
Veterans Day, yeah. Veterans Day weekend is protest the NFL.
Uh-huh.
It's shouldn't be doing it. It's pick a different time to do it.
Wow. Paul, let me I'm so glad you mentioned this. I didn't realize it, but I met one of our listeners, a young woman who is going to be on the program in November. In fact, on that particular day, Veterans Day, we're going to be in Suffield at the high school, and she lost a son. I did not realize this, but every day, Paul, every day, 22 veterans take their own lives.
22
every day. And she lost her son. I've met her twice. She's been in here, and she's going to be on our program just before Veterans Day, and then we're going to be up with her in Suffield and a whole group of people at Suffield High School on Veterans Day. But I'm so glad that you came by and you're doing this, because we don't realize sometimes what happens to some of these veterans.
It's horrible, and we actually, there's a couple of us that might be at that event.
Really?
Yes, a couple weeks ago, myself actually, I met a gentleman who was friends with this lady, so there's gonna be a couple of us that are gonna be at that event to show our support for this lady.
I met her, as I said, I met her, twice, and, she's gonna be on the program. That's wonderful that you're
here.
Fabulous.
It's, you know, you add the numbers up, 22 a day. It's, has to be fixed, has to be addressed. We have to get better treatment, quicker treatment. We have problems in the VA system that need to be fixed. There's too much of a wait time. There's things that are going on in the VA system that aren't addressed, and there's stuff that we don't even hear in the public that we don't hear that you hear in different programs that, like veterans, we have different places that we get information, and you see what's actually going on. Bangor, Maine, I believe it is, right now is having an issue with their VA. Some awful things going on up there, and we all know Texas had a problem with their VA there.
They sure did.
Yeah. So we have issues going on, but then everything gets swept under the table, and then you don't hear about it again, which is horrible. I think they should hold the doctors responsible, just like the public here, you know, with doctors in civilian hospitals. They get held responsible for their actions if they botch a surgery. I believe VA doctors should be held responsible the same way, and I think service would change within the VA.
You know, what you guys are doing, though, with the Jengris family, this is terrific. I mean, the coats and hats and gloves, and I mean, it is. This is what we all should be doing.
We all know how it is. You come out of your house and it's cold. The wind's blowing. It's you know, 20 below, 10 below. I mean, think about being outside with just a sweatshirt, and it's awful. I mean, we have the opportunity to open the door, go in your house, and sit by a fireplace. Some of these guys don't have that. And like we said, there's reported cases, but then there's unverified. We have to fix it. We have to go out there. If you know anybody who's a veteran, and not even a veteran, if you know anybody who's homeless that not coming in to get the help, please try to get them to come in, get the help, whether they're a veteran or not a veteran.
Now, what's the date? This is going to be Saturday, November the 4th.
Yep, November 4th. Come down, because whatever I have left over for clothes the association has, I'm going to hand out to other organizations. We're not only going to take care of the vets. That's our priority, is with the vets. But I'm also going to go to different organizations and take care of them. I also have an organization, Home of the Brave, out in Bridgeport, Forgotten Heroes, which is for female veterans, that I'm going to touch base with.
And you have, you know, I just want the listeners to know that we're talking a good many bikers. I know you don't like to mention how many, but let me say many, many, many.
Yeah, it's not even just the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association. I mean, if you look out on the roads, a lot of bikers out there. And the biker community is tight. We all support, and they all do a lot of causes, whether it's for the veterans or not. We're always doing charity rides for someone. Every weekend there's a charity ride. You look at the schedules. We're always trying to help someone. It doesn't have to be just for the veterans. There's always a cause going on every weekend. The bikers are a good, good group of people. We're out there to help. We do a lot of stuff. Come up, ask us if you want us to help you with something. Come talk to us. We'll be more than happy to talk to you and see what we could do for you.
Paul, I'd like you to explain for our audience, and, you know, Brad, I was telling you how I'm reading the biography about Ulysses Grant.
Yes.
And even then, the veterans had a difficult time adjusting once they left military service and went back into society. How difficult an adjustment is it to go from serving in the military and then the next day you're not in the military anymore? What kind of adjustment is that?
It's very tough, because you come from, say you come back from the combat action, you have an adrenaline that cannot be replaced. Just from getting in a firefight, the adrenaline you get from that, you come home and you go from 100 to zero. And then you come back from a very strict regimen to very laid back, and then you come to a place where you're respected to not respected. So it's a shock. It's a very big shock, and it's tough to adjust, and then you're out of a job, because sometimes you don't come back to a job. You're gone for a year, year and a half. So the adjustment's tough, and that's what's getting guys, and that's where that 22 a day comes from. It's a tough adjustment. It's really hard to come back from that, and that's the struggle with the PTSD and what you see and what you go for. It needs to be fixed. We gotta come to a resolution with this. We have to fix it. We have to do something about it.
Okay. Well, again, one more time, let our audience know what's taking place on November 4th.
November 4th, Operation Warm Up, Jengris Harley Davidson. Please come down. Coats, gloves,
East Hartford.
Hats, East Hartford. Yep. Come down. Help us out. Let's clothe them. Anything that doesn't go to the vets, I am going to help and donate to other homeless, women, children. Any clothing you could bring down, bring it down, and we're going to get it to someone.
Okay. Always great to have you on the
you
program,
bet.
Paul.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Great turnout on Saturday, November 4th. That's a week from this Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then I'm going to see you on November 11th up in Suffield.
Yes, I will see you there.
All right. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.